Mr. Moore.
Was that here, if you got on my name, on the way out here, or that here, you been looking up?
No.
Getting a read through the, yes, sir.
No.
I've said, like, here lately, about preachers, and I've asked James, why do we have to have preachers? And I was coming out the road a while ago, and the Lord just began to speak to us and say some things that I realized that we have come short on. I say we, I'm going to say I. That's the way I'm going to put that. I come short on. When I see what the Lord had done back yonder, and when I read after the apostles, and all them and the things that they done, and I still say the greatest miracle that was ever performed was when the Lord took out an old stony heart and put in a heart of flesh.
No.
That's the greatest of all miracles tonight. Had he not been able to do that right there, I'd probably be in hell tonight. But I bless his name.
Thank you,
man, for being able to change a man's heart and his life. Y'all, like I said, y'all didn't know me whenever I was out yonder. But now they something. And Brother Don has said a lot of times, something happened to me, Brother Don. On that night, there was something happened to me.
Amen.
Now, thank the Lord for that. If you got your Bible, turn to the fourth chapter, St. Luke's writing. We'll read you just a few little verses here, and if I don't say anything from them, if you'll listen to them and ponder over them just a little bit, maybe it'll hit you. When it run across my mind, and with all the things that have been on my mind here lately, and when I run this come across my mind, I begin to read over it, I understand, maybe I get a little more about why that we're still here. Man, I just want to thank the Lord again. Amen. St. Luke chapter 4. Amen. And verse number 17. We'll start with it. It said, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. I want you to listen to this next verse right here. He said to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. I began to study about that and thought about something, and I made me realize maybe that we need more preachers around today than what we've got. I'm talking about preachers. I'm talking about these that maybe would get right down as a lot of people would call it real hard preaching. Amen. If there's ever been a time that we need to hear, amen, what's in this book right here, and I'm not above, amen, James is not above, and nobody else is above being able to sit under, amen, an anointed man of God and hear the Word of God and help us, amen, to move up just a little bit. Well, amen, bless the Lord. I praise the Lord for what David, amen, preached to me Sunday. Amen, it does me good. Amen, help me to realize some things tonight. Now, amen, I know today we're living, amen, in a time when everybody said, well, this right here ain't needful, or that ain't needful, but I believe, amen, tonight, if there's ever been a time, amen, thank God that this thing needs to be preached, amen, from one cover to the other, it needs, amen, to be preached in our time. Well, amen, thank God, this may be, amen, the acceptable year of the Lord. Did you know that? Amen, thank God, this right here may be the time. Amen, thank God that He comes back after us. Amen, tonight. Now, a lot of people ain't looking, amen, for Him to come. He said, amen, in the Word, He said, watch and pray. Amen, because we didn't know the day of the hour, amen, that He would come. Amen, but I believe tonight, amen, Taylor, that He's on His way. Amen, thank God to get us. Amen, why? Because the Scripture, amen, said He was. Well, amen, thank God. Amen, I noticed a lot of times in there, several places, amen, thank God that said He would leave us, amen, at the door. Well, amen, tonight, you know what? Amen, He's just outside the door. Amen, for each and every one of us I'm talking about. Amen, thank God He's able, amen, to speak the Word. Amen, thank God and take the breath, amen, and the heartbeat out of you. Amen, and you'll leave here, amen, right or not. Amen. He's coming. Amen. To get His children.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad tonight. Amen. They still come around. Amen. I'm going to say this. Amen. Thank you. Well, bless the Lord. Some of them say, well, amen, don't want to hear old Game Chamber. Amen. What they need to do, amen, they need to get a hold. Amen. Y'all think James is tough. Amen. They get a hold of some of these older, amen, preachers back younger. Amen. We find out what preaching, amen, really was. Well, amen, but the Lord. Amen. If old Joe went a few get, amen, we're still sitting on our pew. Amen. Today, it's probably get, amen, a lot bigger than what it is. Amen. Tonight, let the Lord come. Amen. That man did not back up. Amen. Didn't change for nobody. Amen. But we're in the time now. Amen. The people will not, amen, preach what's in this book. Amen. Anymore. Amen. It said, amen, for us to come out from among the world. Amen. And be a separated people today.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. I can remember Brother Joe Willie. Amen. A preacher when I was a kid, just about like some of these little ones back here. Amen. I remember that man just as well. Amen. Thank God if I'd have heard him yesterday. Amen. And they sometimes, amen, now he'd tell you how to separate yourself, amen, from that world after him. Amen. I mean, it didn't bother him to tell you, Tommy. Amen. You know that as well as some of the rest of us. Amen. That man would tell you how to separate, amen, yourself from the world. Amen. You know what? Amen. When he began to preach it to you, amen, and began to tell it to you like it was, amen, it makes you wonder, amen, how people in the world, amen, would walk around, amen, in a secret way as they do today. Amen. I know tonight, amen, they some of these things, amen, that the Scripture tells us about. Amen. Some things he said don't do. Amen. And it seemed like, amen, there's more of the don't do's in the church, amen, than there's ever been. Amen. And the things that he said do, there's not much of that in the church anymore. Amen. But you know what? I believe today if we just take the book. Amen. I'm talking about faith. Amen. I ain't talking about all this. Amen. And going around the bush and trying to, amen, thank God, get around this or get around that. Amen. I'm talking about just saying just like the book said it. Amen. I believe that he said for us to come out. Amen. To be a separated people out under. Amen. Thank God we don't need to look. Amen. And act like the world. Amen. And we do not. Amen. Thank God we did. Amen. Brought in our churches today. Yep, this ain't the one like I thought.
That's him.
Amen. I can remember that man, and he didn't play games with nobody. Not even his own boys. He didn't play games with them. Amen. That man, I believe, could look you in the eye. Amen. He'd tell you what you were doing was wrong. It was sin. Amen. He'd tell you how to get away from it. He'd tell you how to stay out of it. Amen. But you know what you begin to do today? Amen. When you begin to look at somebody, you begin to put your finger, amen, on what sin really is. Amen. People are not going to have it. They'll turn their back on you. They won't have nothing to do with you. They'll tune you out when you begin to preach like that. Amen. But you know how to get liberty?
Bless you.
You know how to get free? How many of you know? Can you remember when you got saved? How many of you can really, I'm talking about just get right now. Amen. Thank God. And really remember what took place, amen, when you got saved. Amen. I know what happened that night. Amen. I went there with a load bound in sin. I'm talking about bound back. But that night, preached liberty to me and deliverance.
Amen.
That night, amen, around that little altar down there, just about half as long as this one right here. Amen. On the right side of it. Amen. I found liberty that night, little dog.
Amen.
I got delivered, amen, from the sin that I was in.
Amen.
Amen. How many of y'all got delivered from your sin?
Amen.
Amen. If you didn't get delivered from them, amen, now you can't live in them and act like the world and say you delivered from them, for you ain't.
Right.
That's you.
Amen. I can take you places. Well, don't have to take you too far. Amen. These people come here occasionally. I ain't calling no names. Amen. The same people that come here occasionally. Amen. If you listen to them, they're living. Amen. Right at the foot of the cross. Amen. They'll come by me. They'll tell me. Amen. Preacher, you're preaching it right. Amen. Just preach on. Amen. But you know what? All the time, amen, you're doing that time. Amen. You're digging them up. Amen. By the root. Amen. The David's not going to have it. Amen. They'll come and sit in maybe a service or two. Amen. And then they're gone again. Amen. Thank God what we need. Amen. Thank God is somebody. Amen. Thank God in the time that we're living in. Amen. They gift from old fire. Amen. By God rooted, amen. Amen. Out of this book right here, if we'll get rooted in it, amen, it'll do us some good tonight.
Right. Amen.
Well, I'd like y'all say a lot of gifts about old Brother Don Reed. Amen, and I'm not into holding his doctrine. Amen, but I'd love to hear that man preach when he gets hold of that book right there. Amen. Now, if you'll take this one right here, you can preach out of it. Amen. If God calls you, you can preach out of it. Amen. But these other things that they're calling books, amen, I don't see. Amen. That's the very reason that you don't ever see nobody, amen, to get saved anymore, because they're not preaching the Word of God, amen, to them.
No, no.
Amen. They're preaching what they feel like, what they're calling, amen, the Word of God. Amen. Somebody has took out this and they took out that. Amen. They took the homosexuals out of it. Amen. It's just altering their lifestyle. Amen. But you hear me tonight. Amen. That is sin.
Amen.
Amen. It ain't nothing but sin. Amen. Boy, it don't take much, amen, to get everybody. Amen. To kind of jump on that bandwagon with you. Amen. They'll tell you that it ain't right. Amen, but here we are in a world, amen, that we thought we'd never see. Amen, thank God they're ordaining them. Amen, putting them in as preachers. Amen, over churches. Amen, they're putting them on the deacon board. Amen, accepting them as members. Amen, you hear me tonight. Amen, thank God that right there is fixing to get, amen, a bunch of churches. Amen, put in judgment.
That's the Lord.
Amen.
Well,
no.
I'm not tired. That works out, ain't it?
Right.
That's the Lord.
That's not there, probably one of the worst things that everybody can look at and say that's worse than this or worse than that. Amen. Let me tell you something. Sin is sin.
Right.
Sin is what's going to take people to hell. Well, I don't get you too bad. Have to get here. Hey man, what I'd like to see them is in captivity. Hey man, I'd like to see them set free, wouldn't you? Hey man, I'd love to see them set free. Hey man, like, well, that's the Lord. You tell me what you want. Hey man, say what you want and think what you want. Hey man, thank God we still got them. Hey man, right here, even in this small church. Hey man, there's this right here. Hey man, people are sitting here. Hey man, in captivity. Hey man, how do you know that, preacher? Hey man, thank God nobody. Hey man, ever seen me get excited? Hey man, thank God the Spirit of God has begun to serve people. Amen. And everybody will sit tired. How like they wonder what's going on. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I'd love for God. Amen. I'd love for Him to anoint me. Amen. Thank God. I'd love to get me off. Amen. Any place that I've ever been. Amen. With the Lord. Amen. Bless you in mind tonight. Amen. We've decided. Amen. In the time that we're living in. Amen. We're living in 2018. Amen. Preacher, you got to change. Amen. With the time. Amen. That book right there. Amen. Said homosexuality. Amen. With the sin. Abomination. Amen. In the sight of God.
Amen.
Well, You'd probably be real surprised. I know you would. Amen. It's the people that is shacked up together. Just living together. Well, they're trying to get it set. Amen. Like Tom Wright brought up some of it last week. Or Sunday. Amen. Some of this stuff. Amen. That they're trying to pass laws. Amen. Thank God and do away with a marriage. Amen. Thank God. This morning you hear me. Amen. Thank God. They did this right here. Amen. They do away with that right there. Amen. But I'm going to tell you this right here. You go in down there. Amen. For that courthouse. Amen. Thank God. Any of you. I don't care who it is. You go in down there, sign them papers. Amen. And walk out of that. Amen. You call it what you want. Amen. But I'm going to call it what I say. Amen. That it is. Amen. Thank God. I say. Amen. Outside. Amen. Of the bond. Amen. Of holy matrimony. Amen. Out of the word. Amen. Of God tonight. It's still wrong.
Right.
I'd love to have all them senators bundled up for just a little bit. Every one of them. Amen. I didn't like them on something. Amen. They could stand before an almighty God and give an account for these things. Amen. I know people say, oh, preacher, that there don't amount to nothing. They're up there and they got to do this. No, they don't have to pass no such as that. Amen. They're getting it down for the plate. Amen. Thank God that the church don't mean anything. Amen. This old 1611 don't mean nothing no more. Amen. Thank God. I say this will still do. Amen. To stand by, I believe it'll do to preach. Amen. Thank God to the whole world. Amen. Whether they hear it or not. Amen. How many of you, just right off the top of your head, amen, can figure out where there's a couple right close that's just living together? You know what? That has become acceptable.
Right.
In our time.
Right.
Amen. That right there is acceptable. Oh, Lord. Amen. I'm talking about, amen, where the majority of our church folks today, amen, don't see one thing wrong with it. Amen. They'll take them in and remember them and leave them in just the way they are. Amen. But hear me tonight. Amen. It's still wrong. It's still sin. Amen. Thank God. And if you take them in and remember, amen, on them ground right there, amen, I'm going to say this to you. Amen. Tonight, oh, Oscar, will not. Amen. Thank God. As long as you leave me, amen, right here behind this pulpit, they'll never, amen, be a couple of us. Have the letter joined up right here. Amen. And be members of this church, amen, in that condition. Well, I'd like to get them set free, wouldn't you?
Right.
Right.
Amen. How do you get them set free? Amen. Get them to set under some old fashioned, anointed of God preaching. Amen. How many of you believe that still works today?
Right.
Amen. It's worked all back down through the years.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God back 68 years ago. Amen. It would have worked in then. Amen. It'll still work today. Amen, but I'm going to tell you this right here, the only way it will work, amen, thank God, we're going to have a group of people, amen, thank God, that is willing, amen, I'm talking about willing, get a hold of God, amen, and get our sights set on one thing, amen, and that is the Lord. If we don't do that right there, we are not going to see it.
Right.
Man. Ain't too bad when you get on that too bad, is it? Ain't too bad.
Right.
Amen. I don't know, this year just all took a turn for what I thought was on my mind. Amen, but I believe there's still a way of setting people free. Amen. It's not Oscar. Oscar can't set you free. James Shaver can't set you free. Mount Moriah Church cannot set you free. Amen, but there's the one that's a setting on the right hand of the Father tonight. Amen, He set you free.
Right.
Give you liberty. Amen, some of y'all, now I'll get that one going here in a minute. Amen. Some of y'all. Amen. I'm here trying to talk about not ever seeing. People are running out and people are shouting. Things like that are going on all over the house. Amen. I'm going to say something to you now. Don't mean this hard or critical. Amen. How bad do you want to see that? Amen. I'm talking about an event can still happen today. I don't care what the world tells you. Amen. I don't care what Dr. So-and-so said. Amen. The thing that's wrote down in that book right there, for he said he was the same yesterday, today, and forever, if changed not. Amen. Thank God. If he was able to set them free, amen, in that time, if he was able to heal a blind man, amen, thank God he was able to heal the crippled man. Amen, the leprosy, he was able to do all of that right there. Amen, I thought about another minute. Amen, come to remind you of a lot of people that we have today. Amen, they were one over there that the Bible talks about was in the tomb.
No.
Said he went about. Amen, and cut himself with stones and all of this right here. Amen, he was possessed not of the devil, but of devils. He said his name was Legion. That means many. Amen. But you know what happened? Amen, the Lord passed by that way. Amen. The Lord passed by there. And he fell at the Lord's feet. And when it was all said and done, amen, the Bible said he left there, amen, clothed and in his right mind.
Right.
Makes me think of a lot of people today that we have. Now, I'm not saying our church full of that. That ain't what I'm saying. Amen. But I'm talking about there a lot of folks calling themselves, amen, church members.
Right, amen.
Amen. And I take you and show them to you. Amen. By the dozens. I'm talking about some people that need to be set free from some things. I don't care, you can belong to every church in this county. You can be baptized in every creek pond they is and still die and go to hell. I know people don't, not even know how that.
Yeah.
Hey, Amen. But it don't change the fact. Amen. Thank God that He said to separate yourself, amen, from the world.
Right. Amen.
Amen. We separate ourselves, amen, from the world. The majority of the world looks just about like Legion did. Amen. They look just about like him. And if you want to know the truth, amen, they got just about as many devils in them as he had. How do you know that? Amen, thank God, when you meet the Lord, amen, thank God, this old man right here, amen, will die.
Right.
Amen, and when he dies out, amen, I believe the Scripture teaches us, amen, thank God, you become a new creature, amen, in Christ.
Right.
Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. All right. He met the Lord over there at the tomb. Amen. The Scripture said that he left there clothed and in his right hand. Somehow or another, it don't measure up today. I believe it'll cause you to put on clothes.
This right here, John, this right home, you get down to this right here, and what people don't like.
It's Bible.
Amen. But I believe if you meet him, you'll be just like Legion was. I believe you may not have, you may come in this house that way. But if you meet the Lord, you know what will happen? Amen. If you meet him right here in this altar, amen, he saved you. I'm talking about saved you now. Amen. You know what you'll do? Amen. But you'll go back to them doors, and when you come back again, amen, you'll look like a different person. You act like a different person.
Boy, this guy, you're training on a night like this.
Like the old Legion. I don't know, the Scripture don't say. But I could just see that man. I closed my eyes to see him. He wanted to go with the Lord when he left there.
Right.
But the Lord told him to go back to town. Go right down yonder and tell everybody what good things the Lord had done. Amen. I could imagine, amen, the thoughts in people's minds when they seen him come. I don't know if he had a family. I don't know if he had a wife. Don't know if he had kids. Don't know. But if he did, I wonder what they thought about him when they seen him coming. I imagine he had some good things to tell when he got back to town.
Amen.
I'm sure when he began to tell these things and it began to spread out, everybody knows they had something had to have happened for him to be like he was. Amen. I'm going to say this. Amen. They were some people know. Amen. When old Oscar got right, they know.
Amen.
That something happened.
Amen.
Because it wasn't what it used to be. Didn't act like it used to act. Didn't do the things that I used to do.
No. No.
How many things tonight that can you put your finger on? Amen. That's in that fifth chapter of Galatians. How many of them can you put your finger on and say, Hey, this right here is going on in our community. Hey, this right here is going on in our church. They admitted it to me.
Well, I'd say, well, there ain't any
that could say none of them things was in their church. I don't believe they can say it. And I'm talking about down to your holders, your church of God that's supposed to be up, the most spiritual type people they are, they don't have it. There's only one thing that they are wound up in, and that's a big racket. If you don't believe it, go to their churches. Amen. You can go to their church. You can be, you can go into one of them. Amen. Go in and go to a meeting and have a good time in the Lord. Amen. But you go in now, and then all it is all the racket they can make. Amen. To try to work things up and get it. Amen. To where everybody go to hooping and a hollering. Amen. I'm going to tell you what we need. Amen. That's not a hoop and a holler. Hey man, that's some old fashioned. Hey man, I'm talking about down to earth. Hey man, conviction. Hey man, thank God I'm talking about. Hey man, they need to be some old time conviction. Hey man, right here behind this pulpit. Hey man, thank God that need to go down both sides. Hey man, and back up the middle. We need, hey man, some of these convictions to work it. Hey man, tonight we need God. Hey man, more than ever. We need Him. Amen. And if you will watch, for the most part, you ever see anybody get saved? Most times, it'd be real quiet around. Amen. The Lord will be working on the preacher man, and he'll be working on what's going on. Amen. It won't be this one over here hooping and hollering, down the hooping and hollering. Amen. But it'll be the preacher word of God that's reaching into somebody. Amen. Heart tonight causing them, amen, to realize that hell's going to be real. We are coming up way short.
Amen.
We're way short. I'm way short. I'll put it that way. I'm a way short. And I'm going to tell you this right here. And I don't understand. Well, maybe I do. I don't know. I don't understand why I didn't see and understand a lot of this 30-something years ago. If I'd seen and understood some of it then, things might have been a lot different. I believe James would bear that out. These things that we see now that needs to be done, we can't get it done. Can't get it done no more. Amen. This right here, if there's any one thing that has come back to haunt me, that does. I'm honest with you. There's some things I can still do. But there's some things that I can't do. What is it you can't do? I can't go back. I can't go back and undo what's been done back yonder. You can't go back and undo what's been done back yonder. And I tell you what you can do. You can make it different from here.
Yeah.
Oh. You can make it different from here on.
Yeah.
Some of y'all see some of this. Only thing I know is the Lord has left some of us around, maybe just job members. I don't know. But I wonder tonight, and I know we're few in number, but I wonder how many of us here tonight really and truly believe that God can still do what He's always done.
Amen.
I'm talking about, I believe He can do it all.
Amen.
And I know with a lot of people, when you talk about this right here, they talk about healing and stuff. Amen. I'd love to see them go on. I'd love to see it happen. But I told them, son, now, amen, I'd rather see sinners walk these aisles right here and weep their way to the Lord. Is to see anything else.
Right.
We need people to get right. Amen. And this right here, now I know everybody thinks, well, preacher, this is all on you. This is all on you. Amen. If it's all got to be on me, I want to say one thing I want. And I want you to pray harder than you ever have. And the Lord will give me what I need. If I need a double portion, God help me. Amen. To do that. I'd love to be that way.
Yeah.
I thought about this. James had asked me if there was a man in your world that was able to do like they used to do, that had the gift. Now that. You get into them gifts and everybody, well, this is gone, that is gone, this is gone. No, they all just like they've always been. The only thing that's wrong, we have pulled away from God.
Right.
We have pulled away from Him. We don't pray.
Right.
We don't seek God.
Amen.
If we would pray and seek Him, these things right here would change.
Yes.
They would change right here in Mount Moriah Church. I can't change this down the road over here, that over the road over yonder. I can't change them. Probably can't change you, eh, Jeff?
Amen.
But it'd be a good place to start with every one of us. Everybody, now I want to be fair with you. I would love. I know what it's like. I've had experienced it. I've been in it, not just a bystander of seeing all take place. I have been involved in it. I'd love to see Mike and Don. They said they had their seen a lot of that. Well, I'd like to get it to where you didn't have to see it, but experience it.
Amen.
I'm not about being in the middle of it. Not just stand by and enjoy what's going on, but get over in the middle of it. I'd love to see the power of God. Set down on every one of you. Amen. You know what that would do? Amen. James Chamber couldn't sit on his seat if it got done away. Huh? Amen. I know it feels bad. But if you don't think that'll get a man up, try it and see.
Amen.
When it begins to get right all over the house, amen, it'll put people on their feet. It'll put hands in the air. It'll put a shout down in. Amen, it'll put you to walking. It'll do things for you.
Would y'all like to experience that?
Yes, amen.
Sure. Amen. It's still be done.
Amen.
But no, you're not going to put something on that you don't want.
Right.
You got to want. Well, I just right there went the wrong way of what I had in mind to start with. But anyway, I pray for the Lord. Amen.